bases. All your bases belong to us. And what are we on? Bases. Moon bases. Boom.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. This communication from Maintenance Lead Wilder has revealed that complications within the Moonbase network were not limited to Base Theta. As such, additional archival files have been uncovered that delve into the history of each base before their respective shutdowns. I repeat, the previous history of all your base. As base says. The following is report AYB-E1, code word Alpha.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Lila! Lila!
I swear that them is as slow as molasses on the moon.
Mix, Lila! This is your base administrator, and I'm in need of my assistant! You're not gonna make me write this letter for myself, are you?
I'd fire your butt if that weren't exactly what you were angling for.
Fine, then. Computer. Open template number 5. Address to Shinopec headquarters, Birmingham, Montgomery District, the usual CCs and hangers-on. Slotting on my personal info. Security level private. Keyed to my biometrics so they don't ask any questions. They will anyway, but now I can ignore them. Lila, I drank all my tea. Don't make me come looking for you.
That's what I thought. Now compose letter. Start out with the formalities. Pasting all the usual bullshit. Greetings from Moonbase Alpha. Everything's fine and dandy. La 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 la. The science types are out there sciencing. The admins are nestled snug in their cubicles with visions of spreadsheets. See the report attached. Oh, God damn it, Lila. Did we put together this week's report? Could someone out there give me the numbers for this week's report? I don't know. Check with the comms department. They're supposed to be on top of this. Well, all right then. That's an improvement. Y'all might survive the day. So button that paragraph up with all the numbers. Personnel, base operations, supplies and power. You know the drill.
I think we had a couple of surveys to send back. Shove those in if we got them. Just don't let on that I chucked the installment junk right out the screen door on arrival. Lila. Lila? You didn't switch to transcribe and wander off again, did you? Display text. Yep, there it is. Lila, I swan, if you don't
get your butt back in that chair by the counter 10. 1, 2. That's lovely, Mix. Do you kiss your mother with that mouth? Just clean up the figures, clean up the paragraph, and let me know when you're ready to keep going. I'm way too old for this shit. If I didn't know how close we are to the end now... Lalo, you didn't hear that, officially. Best you keep your ears close for a bit. Whatever you say, it's not like I don't know you read my mail. Just so it stays between us. Long as it can do. Not like the rest won't find out soon enough. Not like they shouldn't know. I don't feel right about how the Hotten thinks myself. Every base in this IT done on the edge is shut down. And I gotta play it like butter wouldn't melt. But that's how it goes when you're making the big bucks. Lila, am I right? I guess you did stop listening back there. Well, good on you. Not like the bucks could be big enough right now. Not for the water I've carried. I won't slap out with the secrets I kept for this company. Kept from the other bases. Kept from my own people. Kept from my damn folks and family down home. That's right, hun. Grandma's gone for one more birthday. And y'all told me I was getting the jewel of all the moon bases. Top of the heap. That was the very words you used. Pearl, every admin on the moon will answer to you. On paper, sure. But dig a little deeper and the whole thing just sticks. This grand shining jewel is just another office building just buried to one side of the Archimedes crater. Stuffy and claustrophobic as hell, sleeping on top of each other, breathing that fragrant recycled air. Level 1 was stacked with geologists obsessed with finding the next Genesis rock. And level 2 is all hush-hush, R&D, with separate passwords and administrator heart. I don't think you've got clearance when it's my goddamn base. And then down on the lowest level, which I call treachery, don't tell me none of you assholes ever read Dante. I'm surrounded by goddamn file clerks from one cavern wall to the other. Don't know why you need so many data pushers on this end. Instead of handling all of that from Earth, every other one's probably a spy of some sort. It's like James Bond up here. And we all know how it works out for the admins on that kind of facility. Don't we? At the business end of some hefty explosions. Can I get some godforsaken sweet tea in here? All right, I guess they gotta brew it before I can drink it. Can't be helped. How's the rest of this looking from your end? Well, let's gloss right over that thing with the postal covers. The other magas will flip the damn lids. Are you ready for me to dictate? I'm fixing to wind this up. Let's see what you done from, see the report attached. All right. Nice work there, dear Lila. Don't put that in. Moving right along, the report attached and the same sent along from bases Beta through Theta. Each one has been reviewed and marked for censorship before they hit full distribution according to Sinopec corporate guidelines as amended on whatever the last date was they changed things. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. You can take that out too. Or don't. I'm pretty much fine either way. I believe we are caught up now with outstanding business. The following is a short personal statement I'd like to append to the official report. I, Administrator Pearl Hart, hereby resign from my position on Moonbase Alpha as of this date and this official timestamp.
Lie the mark right there. And close your mouth. I know what I'm doing. I reckon you know my reasons.
I'm sure someone's been sending all my private thoughts in your direction.
If you got any questions,
keep them to yourself. As my contract requires,
I will participate in a congenial transfer of responsibilities.
And keep to all those lovely confidentiality clauses y'all buried in the fine print.
I will continue to serve in whatever position I'm reassigned to until the next rocket shows up. And until that time only, as a seat or a stasis pod, I'm not picky, on that rocket is also written into my contract.
I got a copy on the desk right in front of me, and I had reason to give it a real close read. That is all. In dictation. Attach my official signature with the fancy fonts and hit send. I don't want to read it, Lila. I don't want it still here. Just get it gone. Thank you kindly. Now get you gone. It's 5:30 quitting time and I could still put you on notice until they read that letter. Just leave the channel open. I gotta send one more message before I follow you out.
This one's personal. Time I let the folks know to clean out that zone room. Go on now, Lila. Make a point of walking by the kitchen on your way. They can spike that tea a little before they send it. Computer. New message. Highest level of encryption. Recipient address is nested in my music library under the folder for D. File name is Rio. And go. Compose. Let's do it. It's done. I'm done. I just turned in my resignation. You and your consortium buddies better still have plans for me. I just set my bridges on fire. I couldn't wait another day. This whole place is going to hell in a handbasket.
I done everything you asked. I got all the details. The shutdown schedule for every moon base. I've left ways to get your people inside. Just as long as you get me out. I could read the writing on the wall here. Their plans don't include making good on my ticket home. And I got to get myself home. You make that happen. You got the keys to the goddamn kingdom. I'll be here. Waiting.
Encrypt and send, then delete from the sent messages. Well, Pearl, that's done. You have done it now.
Thanks for returning to the moon. This episode featured Mama Bang Bang as Administrator Hart. Our consortium announcer is Evan Tess Murray. The episode was written and sound designed by DJ Silvis and co-produced by DJ and Cass McPhee. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. None of this would be possible without our Patreon supporters. Join them and get early access to every episode, exclusive bonuses, and the knowledge that you're supporting independent audio fiction. Join them at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We'll see you soon when we move to Moonbase Beta. Until then, keep an eye out for rogue admins, enjoy our unlimited sweet tea, and keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears! Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a podcast which combines the art and beauty of classic literature with the fun of Dungeons & Dragons roleplay. These episodes are led by me, Kate, your master teacher, which is Dungeon Master meets High School English teacher. We take on quests in these fascinating worlds, meeting and adventuring with the greatest literary characters of all time, solving puzzles set up by the dubious Dr. Frankenstein.
One eye is over there, and the other eye is rolled over there.
Exactly right.
Hunting Moby Dick alongside Captain Ahab.
I've rolled a one.
Oh, you rolled a one!
Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a faithful yet irreverent way to interact with the stories which have influenced us for centuries. Plus, it's a much more exciting way to experience literature than writing an essay. Essays don't have swords which burst into flame, or poop monsters hiding in toilets.
Anybody got some poop for me?
A new episode of Mice and Men and Monsters is released every other Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.